Good afternoon. Welcome in once again. The Drive on 1700. The Champ, Trent Kind, and Wolfgang with you on a Tuesday. And as we are throughout Tuesdays here throughout football and basketball season in college sports, we are live from G-Migs. Glad to have you aboard with us. Looking for a place Tuesday. Stop out. It's steak night here at G-Migs. And Wolfgang, you hit up the steak last week. You tried the special. Sounds like you liked it a little bit.
Just talked to Bruce. We were having a conversation with Bruce, big baseball fan. His last name, how would you say that? Hara?
Hara.
I mean, is that a great last name or what? I mean, I'm not sure if I'm saying that right. But yeah, the steak special, I think it's $19. He said I was right on that. I remember that because money means something to me, Trent. So I remember $19, and I took it home. I was felt like a dork. I had to get home, so I took the steak to go, the steak special to go home. It was delicious. Yeah. And I'm a foodie, Trent, uh-huh. And you're probably rolling your eyes at me right now. You're going to learn about this. I am my dad's child. Okay. My dad talks about food. He won't shut the bleep up about food. And I'm the same way. It was cooked right. I went medium rare.
Yep.
That's how I wanted it. Not rare. Not medium. Medium rare. And it was seasoned perfectly. You got vegetables. You had a potato that went with it. So, folks, I'm serious. I recommend that hardcore. And I also talked to somebody else that wanted me to try the wings, Trent.
Uh-huh.
So I think I'm going to go that route.
Go in the wings tonight. Yeah. Go in the wings. I like it. I like how you're thinking. I might be heading down the same path with you. Missed lunch today. I'm plowing down some popcorn
That's
here
okay,
before we came
dude.
On the air.
That's fine.
So I'm a big hungry man. I'm going to be hitting it hard here this evening as we're at G-Big. Stop on by. Have a cold one with us and listen to, us banty back and forth. We got some Cyclone conversation in hour number one. Alex Halstead will be stopping by as he normally does here on Tuesday, about 4:20 or so. We'll talk with Alex as they get ready for Texas Tech this week, and then a full hour of Hawkeye talk from 5 until 6 o'clock. Dave Creighton Jr., Brett Ridge will be in for the Hawkeye huddle. So, Wolfgang, last night, Monday Night Football, down 14, Giants score. Giants go for two. So it's an eight-point game. They go for two. Don't get it. I asked on Twitter, WTF, and then it was explained to me the math behind it. Okay. Now, the math makes complete sense.
Okay, please explain. Yeah.
A two-point conversion in the NFL is about a 50% proposition.
Now, we're saying about, do we know the actual numbers over the last few years? Let's go small sample size.
I think
size
it's 52%
big.
Is what I saw.
Okay.
But it's basically 50%.
Okay.
For argument's sake, let's say that. So it's a 50-50 shot. The chances of going 0-for-2 on that are down to 12.5% when you have it two different times at 50%. So that's how you get to that. If you get the first, well, an extra point then wins it if you score a second time. If you miss it, you still have a chance to tie it if you score again. My problem with that is, yes, that is the average NFL team. Not the Giants with Eli Manning at quarterback. I don't know if the proposition is 50% there. That's what I was getting into last night. That was my bigger question mark. I understand the math. But the math isn't the same for every NFL team. That was the argument I was trying to make on Twitter last night.
So, and I told you, I think I believe I told you yesterday, Trent, that I love football. You know I love football.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I love football or basketball more. Probably basketball if I had to say. Do you have an opinion?
Probably, for me, college basketball is still my favorite.
But I also
sport.
Hate it more.
You hate it more.
Because I think I know more about basketball,
uh-huh.
And when I see people...
And then you get more frustrated?
Oh, dude, you do not want to watch basketball with me. You would have a fun time. We would...
Yeah.
We'd be cool watching football. I think you'd hate me
watching basketball.
You'd be like, shut the hell up.
Well, I say that every day. What are you talking about?
Do you really?
No, not at all.
I don't think you do.
Not yet.
I don't think you do.
I don't yet.
I don't think that you are...
We might hit a point sometime down the line.
Oh, we will. No, but I don't think right now you're saying like,
no,
God, will that guy shut up?
No, not at all.
I don't think you are. That's inside baseball stuff. But but the basketball, football stuff, I think you might hate me if we watch basketball together. I think I love basketball too much. Growing up, when you're shooting hoops and there's snowflakes coming down, Trent,
mm-hmm.
and you can do that by yourself. It's one of the few sports. You can't play baseball by yourself. How do you do that?
Oh, I did it for many years. You throw the ball up, and then you hit it, and then you
So you're very that's why you're in radio. You're very creative. I've noticed you're not very good at math.
Well, man. I grew up in a town of 40 people. There weren't a whole lot of options.
Osage?
No, New Haven, a small town by Osage.
Osage is better than, bigger than, okay.
When I moved into town in fourth grade, then it was good. Then I had kids to play with. There was a lot of playing with myself before then, and, well, that's a different conversation. Throw the ball up, hit it. My great-grandma lived next door to us. She had a greenhouse. It was the Green Monster in right field, and we had hedges all the way around, so it was like Wrigley Field, my own personal Wrigley Field. Yeah, you have a lot of imagination when you live in a town of 40 people.
I had a take. Where were we going?
It's a great question. I have no idea.
You asked me a fun question. I was going someplace good, and I don't remember.
And it diverted off.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. We'll bring it back. We got World Series game number one this evening, Red Sox and Dodgers. Wolfgang, I told you yesterday, my pick, I think the Red Sox are going to win. But in terms of betting, those are two different conversations. Do you get what I'm saying? So you got your first foray last Friday with our picks. And you did really well.
And Trent, it was very fun. For those of you that don't bet or against it morally, if you're against it morally, fine. I understand. Okay.
Sure.
Okay. All right, I understand. Whatever. That's fine. If you're against it because you're going to not be able to pay your mortgage.
Right, yeah.
Or it might lead to bad things.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Understandable.
But it's fun. It is really
it is fun
if you can control yourself.
Yep.
And just have a little fun, a little extra juice, a little extra fun. I think you said juice, if I had to say how you've said it in the past. A little extra juice on the game, a little fun. And it is, man, it just adds something to the game that you're not. It doesn't. I'm not saying games don't matter less when you just watch a game. When you don't have money, but when you put money on something, and I've said this 15 years ago, Trent, when I used to do this, ain't nobody know sports like the guys that put their own money on games.
It takes a different level.
Start liking Dennis Rodman because, oh my God,
because
he'll do anything to get that rebound.
Yeah.
Or you start liking, and you said you bet on basketball, which surprised me.
Oh, yeah. Basketball, maybe
Explain
my
why.
Favorite thing.
Explain why.
I just enjoy the different elements. In terms of live betting, I don't like betting football in-game. I don't like betting baseball in-game. I do like betting basketball in-game, and maybe it's because I've been more successful at it. But, look, we paint me here a lot on the champ as this degenerate.
No, I'm not. I am not, and I'm sorry if I'm absolutely am not.
This is just more of a PSA. I'm not that way.
I know you're not.
Been concerned about my mortgage. I've never been concerned about a car payment. I've never been concerned about paying Ella's daycare bill. I'm a small, small player. So I like to have action on everything every night. And I understand, over the long course, there is no winning. If you bet year after year after year, even the professionals don't win year after year after year. These are professionals. These are guys that are crunching numbers day in and day out for hours upon hours upon hours. That is not me. What I call it is an entertainment tax. Because watching the game tonight, you know what I'm betting on tonight? I'm betting on the first inning. Will there be a run scored? I got plus money on it, and I'm going to be doing that every single game because I was reading, understanding, getting into it, that is the best wager to make over the course of a series is betting on the first inning because you get plus money in every game, and even if you hit three of the seven games or two of five games, if it only goes five, whatever it is, you're going to end up ahead. That's what I'll be betting on. I'm going to bet my betting purposes, the Dodgers, because I think there's value there. The Dodgers were the favorite, even when they're playing terribly. They got off to that awful start earlier this year. They were still the betting favorite throughout most of the season in MLB. And because of that, I'm going to jump aboard. I think there's value there on the Dodgers. That's a value bet. But my actual prediction, Red Sox in six. Two different scenarios.
Red Sox in six. Woo! All right. And again, please do not think that think you're literally some degenerate. I feel like you took that personally.
No, not at all. No, no.
Like you did.
No, not at all. No, I was just speaking. I wasn't even speaking to you. I was speaking to our listeners about that.
Okay.
Just to understand, yes, I talk about gambling a lot, but don't make it seem like I'm out there and I got thousands of dollars every night riding on a Wayne State game. You know, it's not that way. It's a few bucks here or there. It's having fun. And I know over the long term, I'm not going to be a winner. Over a basketball season, I might end up ahead. I make a couple future wagers. Ken and I, earlier today, we were talking about, I hit the Masters. I handed out on the show Patrick Reed, and he hit it 45-1. I was happy about that. But I also understand, over the long term, I'm not going to be a big winner at this. That's not what this advice is about.
There is 0% of me that thinks you're some degenerate gambler that's ruining your family for gambling too much. That's so good. Just so you know,
yes.
If I ever poke and tease you, just so you know, there's 0% of me that believes that. I know that. You do it. It's a little fun. How would you explain why it is more fun?
It's a good question because
it is.
I watch sports.
It's more fun, isn't
it? I watch sports for a long time without gambling on it.
But it's more. It is.
It takes it to a different level.
Putting your bleep on. So I didn't even gamble. Mm-hmm. I did not. I put $0. But I put my honor on the line. I put my reputation on the line with what we did. And I got 8 out of 10 units.
Yep.
How much money would
I have? You're plus 600.
So I would have made $600.
$600. Yes.
So we're going to drink $600 of fake beer.
All right.
And fake wings.
Hey, put my beers on Wolfgang's tab. I think that's what he said.
The fake Wolfgang.
He's got a fake $600.
There's nobody more fake than I am. Good God almighty.
So now you're nervous about Friday. I can tell. Because you came out hot. You made a bunch of right picks. And now if you screw it up and all of a sudden you're looking and you're minus 300 next week, you're going to be nervous about it.
Well, that's an interesting way you phrase that. No, it is. It's true. So I said, I think did I text you or call you? I can't remember. I'm like, this is as good as it gets.
It probably
right?
is.
So
probably
8
is.
Out of 10 units, that's pretty much
that's
as
really
good,
good
as you get.
That's really
so,
good.
A lot of those games, Trent, were you look at something and it. So we both won the Browns game by half a point.
And we got lucky.
But so you look at that. So
they were getting
you
throttled.
Lose lucky and you win lucky.
Yeah.
So at what point do you know what I mean?
And as a gambler, you remember the times that you got screwed. The Northwestern Ohio State, bad beats, you watch ESPN, you watch Van Pelt, you remember that game. And I remember I was on the wrong side of it. I was on Northwestern that night, and I was frustrated. You remember those moments. I remember moments where, remember when for Iowa, I think it was maybe year one.
What sport?
Basketball.
Okay.
They're playing Indiana, and Justin Johnson, I think, was a kid's name.
Oh, we're going way back.
Like 10 years ago, something
okay.
like that.
Fair.
Maybe right at the end of the Alford era, regardless. He hit like 8 threes in the last 2 minutes of the game, and I was still lost by 8. But he just went absolutely off. Well, I was on the Hoosiers that night, and I lost, and I still remember it a decade later. Those are the things that you remember. But you know what? In a couple weeks, we're not going to remember that we got quote unquote lucky on the Brown side of things, because you never remember the lucky ones. You always remember the
but
unlucky
I do. You're
going
to find that about me. I will be honest with you.
You'll remember all those?
I will. I'll be honest go, well, I just got I lucked out with the Browns game. You and I lucked out with the Browns. We won by half a point.
Right.
Or I took the Chargers. I think had they not given up that last touchdown, I would have been right.
You would have. Yep. Yep.
So I will. You'll learn that about me. You'll learn that. I'm not a Richard. I'm not. I will admit when I'm wrong. I promise you, Trent. Maybe you're not that guy. I don't know if you are.
I always admit when I'm wrong. Yeah, I'm fine with that. Ask my wife. I'm wrong a lot.
Okay. Hey, call her up right now. Let's do this right now. Tiff, how you doing, Tiff? Let's do this. This is going to be Go Radio right now.
Yeah, yeah. We'll stay away from that for now. We'll stay away from that for now.
Oh, God, Trent.
Speaking of Vegas, I got some numbers for you. College football numbers here as we delve back into the local front. ESPN Today had an article, and they had the top 25 basically ranked, if Vegas ranked the teams. If Vegas came out with their top 25.
Oh, no, I did not see that, Trent. I've seen that in the past, but I have not seen that. So what do they call that? They call that what?
Power. It's their power numbers.
Okay, gotcha.
This comes from the Westgate and also Gold Sheet, putting these and compiled together. So, of course, Alabama's number one, far away number one. And the way that the point spread would be derived, the number two team is Clemson. Still right now, on a neutral field, Alabama would be an 8-point favorite. Well, we got to take a break.
Let's talk about that. Yeah, coming up.
We got Alex Halstead waiting in the wings. We'll talk some Cyclones. We'll get back into this. Iowa ranked in the top 25. Not a big surprise. Where's Iowa State? I'll tell you. They're ranked in the Vegas top 25. The Cyclones. More Cyclone talk coming up next. Alex Halstead joins us from CycloneAlert.com as we're live from G-Migs in Valley Junction. Back with more in a moment.
And- every Chiefs football game right here.
Terminate this football game.
The Chiefs Radio Network lives on 1700.
Let's go, champ!
The champ.
It's green, moron.
Come on, move it, you clowns.
1700, the champ. Right now, traffic.
Right now, we are running with accident-free conditions in the metro. No big issues or delays to report on as of now. Drive safe out there, Des Moines, and have a great afternoon.
This report is sponsored by Indeed.com. Indeed, used by over 3 million businesses for hiring, where business owners and HR professionals can post job openings with screener questions, then sort, review, and communicate with candidates from an online dashboard. Learn more at Indeed.com/hire.
Touchdown!
Don't miss out on tailgates and touchdowns because your car's broke down. Instead, call an Audible by calling Absolute Auto Repair, where we offer free loaner cars while yours is in the shop. At Absolute Auto Repair in Herbdale, we get that when your car breaks down, your life is interrupted. That's why we offer loaner cars to keep your busy life moving. Absolute Auto Repair in Herbdale on Hickman Road near Cobblestone Theater. Google Absolute Auto Repair, Herbdale. Absolute Auto Repair is a proud supporter of high school football.
Touchdown, Absolute Auto Repair.
Everyone is a champion in their own way, but aches and pains can make you want to give up on your training or workouts. Instead of relying on pain medication to power through, stay active with help from Champions Recovery Room and physical therapy. They give you a personal touch to work towards your own wellness goals. With athletic recovery programs to outpatient orthopedic therapy, Angela Spencer PT of Champions Recovery Room will get you feeling your best. Champions Recovery Room and physical therapy, 3030 100th Street in Urbandale, and online at championsrecoveryroom.com.
Technology Truths, brought to you by GEICO.
Technology Truths.
Truth, you have 14 login passwords, and you can't remember any of them.
Doug 1, Doug 2, Doug is awesome. Doug is awesome 1, 2, 3.
Truth, it's so easy to switch and save on car insurance at GEICO.com.
Doug is super cool, ampersand underscore exclamation point 1985.
Knew it.
GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
It's one thing to be aware of breast cancer. It's another to do something about it. Here's to the heroes who lift each other up and make a difference, who get out there, take action. Every step, every dollar, every voice matters. Join us in the fight against breast cancer and be a hero. Get registered today for the Susan G. Komen Des Moines Race for the Cure on October 27th and help us provide life-saving research and breast health services to women in our community. Visit KomenGreaterIowa.org/DMRace to get registered today.
Are you interested in starting a new franchise? You can find a lawyer right here in the state of Iowa to help with your franchise law needs. Rushnigan with Brick Gentry Law PC provides law services for those involved in starting a new franchise. Find more information online at rushonbusiness.com, where Rushnigan can assist you in buying or starting a new franchise. A presenting sponsor of the 2018 high school football season on 1700 KBGG. Brick Gentry Law PC and Rushnigan.
This year, it's our year.
No, no, no. This year, it's my team.
Yeah, this is the year.
This season, everyone is going to know where I'm tailgating.
My team, my colors, my flag.
Hello, it's why I fly the flag.
This is the year you fly the colors of your favorite team. And you'll find those colors at Heartland Flagpoles and Flags. The largest selection of team flags anywhere. Every team, every sport, every flag. Almost. Buy online and get free shipping. HeartlandFlags.com.
At Wolf Construction, we do many large construction projects across the Midwest, but we started as a roofing company and we're still a roofing company today. At Wolf Construction, we believe in honest work, a fair price, and work we stand behind. And our 10-year workmanship warranty proves it. We know roofing. With our one-day get-it-done approach, we're known as a roofing machine. Call Wolf Construction for a free estimate at 515-225-8866 or visit us on the web at wolfconstruction.net. At Wolf Construction, we take your roof personally.
Does overpaying for something make sense? We don't think it does at Charterhouse Real Estate. That is why we have completely changed the commission structure at our real estate firm from what you are used to hearing about. Gone are the days of 6 or 7% to sell your home. We charge $24.95 plus 3%. Don't worry if that sounds a bit odd. Just know that on average, our sellers save thousands in real estate commission when they sell their home with us. The best part is our sellers still get full service, including social media marketing, their home on the MLS, a dedicated agent, and much more. Head to charterhouseiowa.com and use our calculator there to see what your savings could be. We are Charterhouse Real Estate, and we are changing the way you think about selling your home.
Charterhouse Real Estate is a team office under Space Simply.
Build your business. At Signorama of Urbandale, we offer customized solutions for signs, branding, marketing, and advertising. We have a full range of custom sign and graphic services to meet your needs, build your brand, and create your image. Look around, and you'll see how Andy Woodley and his staff help businesses enhance visibility and get noticed. Let us work with you to understand your unique marketing goals and help you reach them. Signorama of Urbandale, the way to grow your business. 3368 100th Street in Urbandale and online at signorama.com/IA-Urbandale.
Back with you here as we're live from G-Migs in Valley Junction. Trent County Wolfgang with you here and our Tuesday home. The Hawkeye Huddle comes your way here today from 5 until 6 o'clock. Right now, though, we're going to talk some Iowa State Cyclones as Iowa State prepares for Texas Tech. And as we always do, almost always on a Tuesday, Alex Halstead joining us from 24/7 Sports at CycloneAlert.com. Alex, how you doing today?
I'm doing good, kind of got through that bye week, now back for the second half of the season, and a big one to start the second half with Texas Tech. They didn't make the top 25, so no three straight top 25 opponents, but number 26 in the recent poll, and a team that's played a lot better than I think we probably talked about this summer.
Yeah, they have. It's certainly Texas Tech, and after what's happened to them the last couple of years against Iowa State, I don't want to say that Cyclone fans are overlooking this one, but it's one in the summertime when people are W&L-ing the schedule. They put a win against the Red Raiders. Cyclone fans looked at this one, what they did 2 years ago against Pat Mahomes, 56-10. Last year, pretty easy victory for them. Maybe in a way overlooking this team. Certainly that's not going to be the case up there in the football complex, but a little bit of concern here how easy it's been, and it looks like a much better Texas Tech team this year.
Yeah, for sure. And I think that's one thing Matt Campbell probably preaches to his team a little bit is, hey, this team's 5-2. You know, they've beaten TCU on the road. They've beaten Oklahoma State on the road. So I think that's something he has in his back pocket a little bit. And he brought up, he was asked, I guess, about that 2016 game where they kind of crushed the Texas Tech team with Patrick Mahomes. And had Mahomes not got hurt, he feels like that would have been a little bit different game. So he's hedging that a little bit. And I think this is a game that fans are just uncertain about because you see all these computer models really like Texas Tech. They have all year. It's a team that's 5-2, like I said, just right outside the AP top 25. But you don't really know what they're like yet. You know, they haven't played Texas or Oklahoma. They got beat by West Virginia and were kind of crushed in the first half, but then played really well in the second half. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. But I do think their defense has improved, and their offense can always be prolific.
The Cyclone fans that you know, what are they? Are they feeling really, really good about this Cyclone program right now? Because I'm sitting here, I'm looking at models that this is no fanboy stuff. This isn't 1700 the champ that's, you know, sticking up for the Cyclones. This is actually like national stuff that thinks that the Cyclones are big time, that they're going to get it done. What, when you look at this Cyclone program, what the people that you are seeing on message boards, the people that you're talking to, are they believing in this Cyclone program?
Yeah, you know, the fans that are on the message board at, you know, Cyclone, I think it's been interesting to kind of watch this season as it's gone because they start 1-3, and I think fans are like, okay, can they make a bowl game? And that's just kind of the fan, I think, part of it. And I think some of that was they were still optimistic on the message board at that time because they realized that, okay, Iowa State had played Oklahoma, they had played Iowa, they had played at TCU, who's struggling now but still has a good defense and is on the road. And said, okay, if they can come out, and I think, Trent, we talked about this quite a bit, where if they could come out of that three-game stretch of TCU, Oklahoma State, and West Virginia with one or two wins, they could be really in good shape for the second half. And I think now that that has happened, they're 3-3 coming into the second half, I think fans are starting to look at, say, 7-8 wins and feeling good about what this team has done. Now, it'll be interesting to see what the second half looks like. I think we talk about swing games sometimes, but this Texas Tech game feels like that, where you get through this Texas Tech game, they're going to be favored to go 6-3, going into that Texas game with Kansas and the Baylor up in the next two. So this game feels really important from that regard, and I think it's probably pretty important of how fans will feel about this team going forward. But what they've done the last couple of weeks, I think a lot of fans are riding kind of high right now.
Alex, we've seen the emergence of true freshman Brock Purdy, what he has added, that extra dimension to the offense with his running ability, getting outside the pocket, making plays there. Kyle Kemp was anticipated maybe being back this week. What's the latest you're hearing on Kemp, and if he is healthy, when he's healthy and ready to go, what kind of role do you think they're going to carve out for him, if any?
Yeah, so the week before the bye, you know, the West Virginia week, he obviously didn't dress or anything, but he did get rid of his brace that week. This week it sounds like he's going to return to practice in some capacity. It'll be interesting to see when he dresses. Does he dress this weekend or not? But Brock Purdy is the starter right now. And Matt Campbell today said, you know, he thinks Kyle Kemp will be able to play again. He will be able to play this season at some point. But when he was asked about his role, he kind of, I wouldn't say sidestepped it, but he talked about how, you know, Kemp just has to get ready and just be ready for his opportunity. And I think it's a situation right now where they feel like Brock Purdy is their guy, and I don't think Kemp could just come back and take that over. And I think rightfully so. I think you got to let Kemp or Purdy play through this, see how he does. And I think it would take a couple struggles for him to lose that job because of what you said, where he does open up some things. So if he plays well this week, he's going to keep being that guy. And it'll be interesting to see how they get Kemp in there. But the talk in recent weeks has been how Kemp has been kind of a coach for Zeb Nolan and Brock Purdy. And it feels like things are trending that way, where they kind of see him as a sixth-year guy who can really coach these guys up. Not to say he won't get in the game, but I think if things go as they hope, then Brock Purdy's going to be the guy from here on out.
So if I was Matt Campbell, I would have done exactly what he did. I thought it was brilliant. I thought it was genius. I think the guy absolutely gets it. Matt Campbell said he and Kyle Kemp have had talks about him staying as a coach down the road. There is no way, there is no better way to handle that, guys. There is no thing that can ruin a team worse than a quarterback controversy.
Sure.
Alabama, it doesn't matter. You saw how crazy mm-hmm. Saban got earlier in the year about a quarterback controversy.
Right.
What does he have to be crazy about? He's got depth, talent, five stars. What did you think of the way Matt Campbell handled that?
Yeah, that was perfect. You know, like you said, I think the coaching thing, I think he does see in him a little bit. You know, when you look at some of the guys he's had in the past at other teams, there's always been a player from some of his teams that have kind of stuck around as a graduate assistant or things like that. I think he legitimately would like Kyle Kemp to think about that after the season. But I think in the moment, too, it does also continue to give him a role. You know, Campbell talked today. Kyle Kemp is a team captain. He's still one of the leaders on the team. The last 6 weeks, you see him on the sideline during games when Purdy or Zeb came off the field, whichever one was the quarterback in that game, Kemp would be there to talk with them. And so I think Kemp has embraced that role. I think it's, like Campbell said, it's a tough situation because no player wants to be in that situation where they lose their job to injury and then there's another guy that's succeeding. But Kemp, he thinks he's handled as well as, you know, most guys that have been in that role. So I think it's been handled pretty well. I think, you know, Campbell would like to try to get Kemp back into games at some point. But I think he also understands that if things are rolling with Purdy, that unless Purdy proves otherwise or unless an injury happened, then you've got to kind of keep going with the hot hand.
Do we have any inside knowledge if Kemp actually has a desire to be a coach? Does anybody have any inside information on that?
Well, other than Campbell, we don't. I mean, we haven't talked to Kemp really since he's been hurt. I think if he dresses for a game, we'll probably talk to him soon and get a gauge down a little bit. You know, but Campbell said that Kemp has been receptive to that idea. So I guess we'll see how much that's in his thinking or not. But we haven't talked to Kemp really since the Iowa game, I think.
Talking with Alex Halstead, 24/7 Sports at CycloneAlert.com. As we take a look at Iowa State, they're preparing for Texas Tech coming in this week. Alex, another big conversation it sounded like today dealt with the true freshman. We talked about Brock Purdy, but he's not alone. Seven freshmen have seen playing time this year, and with the new rule, the ability to play up to four games each and every season. What did Campbell have to say about that and the way they're going to be using those true freshmen the rest of the year?
Yeah, well, it seems like something that coaches around the country are really trying to play with this year because you get those four games, they're trying to figure out when do you play guys. You play them early, do you play them late? And Matt Campbell admitted today they've probably played more true freshmen than they came into the season thinking. You mentioned there that they've played seven true freshmen. They have 19 true freshmen on their roster. So they've played a good chunk of those guys. You mentioned also that you know, they've burned a few. Mike Rose has started all six games at middle linebacker, so his redshirt is burned. Anthony Johnson Jr. has played five games. His redshirt's burned. Purdy's played three, but we anticipate his being burned. And then there's a couple guys that are kind of on that fringe. And Campbell said, you know, during this bye week, the staff kind of sat down and recollected their thoughts. He said, you know, they got to decide which of these guys are worth burning redshirts on, which ones do they need to be careful with, because I think there's the pros and cons to it. You know, you want to get some guys reps to be ready for next year and the years beyond, but if they're only going to play five games, is it worth burning a redshirt that they can't ever get that year back? So I think both for the team and the players themselves, they want to be smart about that. And I think, you know, some of these guys that are at two games, we're probably going to see them maybe find a couple more games to play in, but they're probably going to try to keep those red shirts. And then the guys that have burned them so far, obviously that's a lost cause, but guys that they burned for a reason.
Alex, speaking of true freshmen, four guys suspended before the year, including very talented Joseph Skates and a few others. Those guys are now back with the program. They were suspended indefinitely, now back. What did Campbell have to say about that, the four guys? And maybe a shot one of those guys could see playing time. Do you think they're at that spot yet?
Not quite, and it's a situation where it was quite a process. You know, Campbell said at the time that they were going to have to earn their way back, and they were gone from the program for quite a while. So, you know, Campbell confirmed it today, but they've been back with the team for a couple weeks. I think they got back around the West Virginia game. Those four players were on the sideline for the West Virginia game, but they weren't dressed. They were just in their jerseys. Campbell said they're practicing limitedly. So I think, you know, they got suspended around August 24th, I think it was, and they missed the month of September. They missed a good chunk of October. So they were gone for about a month and a half or more. But now they're back with the program, and now they've got to kind of try to work their way into getting practice reps and then proving that they can play. So I was asked that earlier by someone on the board when I posted the story today. And, you know, will they play this year? Do I see them playing? And maybe if they get to Incarnate Word and they're playing along the freshmen, I can see it. But I think Campbell's still trying to bring them along slowly to, you know, continue to try to make a point to them.
Texas Tech, certainly a better team in pass. We opened up with that, and a big reason for that is what they've done defensively, this year. They returned 10 starters. We wondered how big those steps are going to be. You know, it's the old adage, Alex. They returned 10 starters. That's the good news. The bad news is they returned 10 starters. But this Texas Tech team looks a lot better defensively. I know you listened a little bit to Cliff Kingsbury's press conference here. What's your expectation, this Red Raider team coming in?
That's probably the biggest part of the team I'm still trying to get a grasp on, is how much has their defense improved or how much has it been situational? You know, they beat Lamar 77-0, and, you know, that's a bad FCS team, and they gave a lot of points to Ole Miss. But by all accounts, since the Ole Miss game, they've really improved defensively as they've settled in a little bit. Matt Campbell said today they've been a lot more multiple, where they try to throw different things at you. And I think the biggest area of improvement for them is probably their run defense, which I think has helped their all-around defense. I think rush defense-wise, I think they're ranked 39th in the country, giving up 135 rushing yards a game. Their defensive line's a lot better, gets pressure at times. But I still think their pass defense isn't great. And so that's what's going to be interesting is, you know, how does Iowa State exploit it? What can they do in the passing game? Because, you know, Tech has been pretty good at getting pressure at times, and they've been pretty good at stopping the run. So you can't turn one-dimensional, but I'm interested to see if Iowa State can still take shots downfield with getting Tariq Milton loose downfield or trying to target Hakeem Butler a lot. That's what I'm interested to see. I do think their defense is better, but I still don't know how much better, and I think the passing game is probably the area Iowa State's going to have success in.
What do you think about Hoops? About ready to go out and buy every single magazine I've seen. Really close. What do you think about Iowa State? We're getting into gambling here, Trent and I. Trent's been in this game a long time. I'm getting into this. Gun to your head, Iowa State NCAA tournament or not?
I would say probably NCAA tournament, but I think right now I would probably put them as one of those four seeds that gets in until we really see them, because I just don't know what the makeup of this team is going to be. You know, I've heard a little bit coming out of their scrimmage this weekend with Nebraska. Iowa State wins that scrimmage. It sounds like 78-74. They played really well in the first half. We're 8-14 from three in the first half of that. Randall Shack scored 26 points. Taylen Horton Tucker scored 16 points. But they played small a lot. And so I'm interested to see how those small lineups come together and that sort of thing. But I think most people right now feel like Iowa State can be fifth or sixth in the Big 12. And typically in the Big 12, you know, that six and seven spots are right there on the tournament line. So I think from that regard, I'd probably put them in the tournament. but it just feels like we need to see how these pieces come together. And the big issue last year, aside from not having enough talent, was the chemistry was not there. And we've heard that's better, but until we kind of see how the pieces fit together, it's hard to for sure say.
Solomon Young undergoing groin surgery. That certainly is going to impact the interior of this team and what they can do inside. But another step, and speaking of that secret scrimmage that isn't very secret, sounds like Cam Lard didn't play coach's decision. Is that what you're hearing?
Yeah, and from what I heard, it's not a suspension. Big 12 Media Days tomorrow in Kansas City and probably hear a little bit more from Prome. My understanding so far, and we'll see what he says tomorrow, is that it might still stem from before he left the program this summer, that they're still trying to, you know, they don't have exhibitions this year. And so in the past, you know, exhibitions have been part of a suspension and that sort of thing. I heard this wasn't a suspension, but it could still stem from, you know, issues he had before he went to this wellness program. So it doesn't sound like anything major, but I guess we'll hear what Prohm's explanation is for that tomorrow.
Interesting. Yeah, keeping an eye on that one, no doubt. Alex, any more secret scrimmages that won't be secret, or was that it, just the one against Nebraska?
No, there are two secret scrimmages, and you're right. These secret scrimmages,
secret.
It's been the third going back. Well, now everybody, first of all, knows what they are. And second of all, I was able to get a full box score. So
nice.
They're becoming less and less secret as we go these years. And they should. I think it'd be fun if they just opened them up.
Yes.
To be able to see, because these secret scrimmages are always against pretty good competition in terms of high majors. So, yeah, they played Nebraska, and they're actually going to meet Wisconsin and Platteville coming up. So they're going to play Wisconsin. No exhibition games this year, because you can have two preseason things, and they can either be two exhibitions, two secret scrimmages, or a combination of the two. And Iowa State, because of their early season schedule, decided to play Nebraska and Wisconsin and try to play higher competition instead of an exhibition at Hilton.
Good stuff. Hey, Alex, as always, appreciate your time. We'll do it again next week.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Talk to you guys later.
That's Alex Halstead, 24/7 SportsCycloneAlert.com. Great place to go. And if you're looking for that secret scrimmage, he's got the info. He's got the box score from the thing.
What? Dude,
yeah.
Tweet that sucker out, because I'm there. Tell his you find out his Twitter real quick.
@AlexHalstead.
This is really stupid to me. The fact that there's a fake game going on instead of a real game that we'd actually like to watch.
It's true. It's before the year.
Basketball, start to get this.
Now, I've seen more and more the box scores have been released from some of these games. I want to say, I can't remember who it was over the weekend, but a prominent program, and they were playing another power conference team. And the box score was released. I think it was John Rothstein or something from CBS. Kind of had that one, and of course, it was tweeted out, and everybody could see what the box score is. Iowa, by the way, will be playing Missouri this weekend. No Jonte Porter. He just tore his ACL in a super secret scrimmage. And then, of course, Iowa State opens up the year with Missouri this year. So
a super secret scrimmage. This is a little ridiculous to me. You understand this, right?
Yeah.
We pretend like we don't know that these happened, and nobody can actually leak anything because you don't want
But they're always leaked. I mean, they've been leaked for years now. I like what the NCAA at least is allowing these. That happened 3, 4, 5 years ago, whatever it was. At least we get these, and now we're getting more of it. Now the box score is being released. Now the next step would be just letting us watch them.
Games on campuses,
yes.
Building fan bases in Garver
right.
that want to go to games early. Okay? How about that, ye?
Makes a lot of sense.
How about that, ye?
Well, coming up next.
We got the Hawkeye Huddle people here. How about
they're
that?
They're here. Ridge Jr., they're ready to roll. We're going to get into the Hawkeyes during the 5 o'clock hour from 5 until 6 o'clock.
Wow.
Coming up next. Oh, Yingling. Yes. We got the Yingling. Love it. Ready to roll G-Migs, with Penn State this weekend. Taking a timeout, back with more from G-Migs on 1700 The Champ.
Wake up with the all-new morning show on 1700 The Champ. Taz and the Moose. Every weekday morning from 5 to 8. Real sports talk for real sports fans. 1700, The Champ, with Central Iowa's most accurate forecast from Local 5.
Well, for tonight, mainly clear, cool, and quiet, a low near 34. Increasing clouds Wednesday, still decent and dry, a high of 56. A slight chance of some light rain showers Thursday afternoon or evening. Otherwise, cloudy and cool with a high of 54. I'm Local 5 Chief Meteorologist Brad Edwards.
Stop by Lowe's for a whole new look in time for holiday guests with Allen & Roth laminate flooring, now $129 per square foot. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 11/7 while supplies last. See store for details. U.S. only.
Vehicle advertising print wraps can be seen tens of thousands of times a day. If you want to increase your advertising footprint with the full or partial vinyl print wrap on your business vehicle, go to CompleteAutoWraps.com. Complete Auto Wraps also specializes in full color change color wraps. Change the color of your vehicle or add a customized look with a print wrap to your vehicle, motorcycle, or boat. Don't pay big dealership or national sign chain prices when you can get yours installed by a professional trained and certified installer. Contact Corby for more information or a free estimate at CompleteAutoWraps.com.
How can a fully stocked restroom improve your image? How can serviced fire extinguishers or a first aid cabinet make your employees more prepared? How can comfortable work apparel make your business more productive? For over a million customers, the answer is simple. Cintas. Cintas delivers everything you need to open your doors with confidence. Because helping keep businesses well-equipped, clean, and looking their best, that's our business.
Oh, I'm ready!
Get Cintas and get ready for the workday.
Did you know that a well-insulated garage door can keep your garage warmer in the winter? At Advanced Door Systems of Ankeny, we can help you find the garage door that not only has a high R value, but looks great also. Visit our website, ads-doors.com. That's ads-doors.com to learn more about garage door options and styles available from Rainer and CHI. Then contact us for a free quote. Advanced Door Systems, the right door, the right way. Everyone is a champion in their own way, but aches and pains can make you want to give up on your training or workout. Instead of relying on pain medication to power through, stay active with help from Champions Recovery Room and Physical Therapy. They give you a personal touch to work towards your own wellness goals. With athletic recovery programs to outpatient orthopedic therapy, Angela Spencer PT of Champions Recovery Room will get you feeling your best. Champions Recovery Room and Physical Therapy, 3030 100 Street in Urbandale, and online at championsrecoveryroom.com.
Why wait? Don't hesitate.
Being in Des Moines, you just get it through the experience.
I'm a fan of a lot of our fast, casual cuisine.
I love the theater and the shopping. My kids love to go to the parks.
There's a lot going on musically.
If you can't find things to do in Des Moines,
you must be boring.
This is a magical place.
Don't miss out. Visit catchdesmoines.com and plan your getaway to Greater Des Moines.
Catch what you've been missing.
The Rookie is Central Iowa's leader in sports cards, collectibles, supplies, and memorabilia. The Rookie has a large selection of vintage and modern-day sports cards from brands such as Topps, Upper Deck, and Panini. Whether you're starting a new collection or building your own, The Rookie has all your needs from football, basketball, baseball, hockey, UFC, and more. It's time to collect. Stop by The Rookie, 9992 Swanson Boulevard, right across from the Willis Auto Campus, and online at TheRookieSportsCards.com.
Since 1993, Wolf Construction has been Des Moines' choice for residential and commercial roofing. From complete re-roofing to small leaks, call Wolf Construction at 225-8866 for your roofing needs. Call 225-8866 to set up your roofing consultation or online at wolfconstruction.net. That's wolfconstruction.net for Wolf Construction. A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. wolfconstruction.net.
Guys, are you ready to begin your journey to live life better? Are you feeling tired and worn down, or looking to improve performance and drive in the bedroom? Looking to burn fat and gain muscle? Then it's time to contact New Leaf Wellness. New Leaf Wellness offers a free, no-obligation consultation. Dr. Robert Seaman and the New Leaf staff will help craft a plan dedicated to you. From testosterone replacement therapy, advanced weight loss, to nutritional therapy, New Leaf Wellness strives to find the plan that will improve your quality of life. Dr. Robert Seaman and New Leaf Wellness, give them a call today at 515-650-1358. Again, 515-650-1358 for New Leaf Wellness. One more time, 515-650-1358. It's time to live life better with New Leaf Wellness. Call 515-650-1358. That's 515-650-1358.
All right, last segment of the drive. We got the Hawkeye Huddle coming up here on 1700. The Champ, Dave Creighton Jr., Brett Ridge, waiting in the wings. getting properly lubricated for the program.
Excuse me?
Yeah, about 15 minutes away from the guys taking the airwaves. Wolfgang, before we get out of here today, though, brought up something right at the end of the first segment. The bettors rank for the top 25 in college football this year. And currently, as it's constructed, this is a combination of Westgate numbers and also some other power numbers from offshore, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
What they derive to and what they come up to, as you'd expect. Alabama far and away number one. They'd be favored by 8 points right now over Clemson, who's second.
Oh, it gets that deep.
They'd be favored by 12 over Michigan on a neutral field, who is third.
I'd take Michigan. I would take Michigan plus the 12. You?
Probably, okay. Yeah. 12.5 over Oklahoma, who is fourth. Georgia, Ohio State, LSU, Notre Dame, undefeated Notre Dame at 8. Texas, 9. And Penn State at number 10. Nittany Lions still ranked 10th in the Vegas Power Ratings.
What?
They are. I'm just telling you what it is.
And this is, okay, I'm talking to a guy right now, face to face, eyeball to eyeball, that you were not impressed at all. You asked me a question. It was our 5 at 5.
Mm-hmm.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. We didn't do it in Spanish. We didn't do it in German. You're a German guy. We didn't do any of that stuff. I did not think that you were asking me basically Purdue versus Penn State.
Yeah, which is the more difficult game for
and
Iowa.
And you thought Purdue. I wasn't sure. You made me say something.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure.
Do you
stick with that or no?
I think that's still a little hyperbolic. Look, it's still Penn State.
What do you mean? What's hyperbolic?
It's Ross A. Stadium versus Beaver Stadium. You're talking about completely different environments,
yeah.
Completely different programs. In terms of athleticism, Purdue looked great on mm-hmm. Saturday night. But we've seen things like that before. I can't quite go there. But the game, compared to where it was just a week ago when we were talking about the game, and it felt like, well, of course, Penn State's a lot more difficult than Purdue.
Mm-hmm.
At least that gap is a lot lesser than it was back then. But Vegas still likes this Penn State team. They're still number 10 in the country. All right. So we get to number 11, Washington. And at number 12, the Iowa Hawkeyes right now are the 12th ranked team in
Vegas.
Hey,
Hawkeye huddle, guys. Do you like that? Yeah.
12th ranked team in the country. And you look at the numbers, they're about 2 points, 2.5 point different is what it is on a neutral field against Penn State. Penn State, 4.5 point stadium. So point spread right now, 6.5. Certainly makes sense. But here was the biggest surprise. Not that Iowa was 12, because I think you can make a compelling argument about that. Iowa's been really good. They've been better than just good. There is one team that doesn't have a winning record that is in this top 25.
Yeah, this is what I want to hear. I'm not sure where you're going. I think I know where you're going, and I can't wait to hear where you're going.
Well, it's in our state, and I'm not talking about Drake. I'm not talking Buena Vista or Wartburg.
You're a big rap fan. I know you don't love Drake. I know that.
It's Iowa State at number 22. The 22nd best team in the country, according to these Vegas numbers, is the Iowa State Cyclones.
And that's what makes me feel good about this Iowa program. So we've been saying, the Hawkeye Huddle guys have been saying, we're watching this team and we're going, yeah, you know what, I think we're kind of good. And I'm saying we, yeah, sorry. We kind of good. We are. Mm-hmm. Iowa is kind of good. Are we great? We're going to find out. Is
yeah.
Iowa great? We're going to
find
out.
The next 2 weeks will tell us.
And I can't wait. This is exciting, Trent.
Mm-hmm.
All that crap we were talking in the preseason. Now we get to watch games, and we get to look at Iowa and go, you know what? Nobody can run on us.
Yeah.
It's fun to watch, and we hear the stuff about Stanley or this or that, and it's fun to actually be able to watch these games and have opinions and not just read the guys that pretend to know what they're talking about. I think Iowa is really good. And
I think Iowa State's really good, too. I think Iowa State's a really good team.
And that
too.
Means Iowa's really good.
Well, yeah, they beat
vice
them
versa.
13-3. Yeah, and it makes it exciting for this state because normally at this time, well, a lot of times for Iowa State, it's turn the page and all we're talking about is basketball. When we had Alex Halstead on for 15 minutes, we talked basketball for 12 and football for 3 when we get to the end of October. That's not the case this year. And not only, though the record is 3-3, you look at what's in front of them. So Texas Tech, Kansas, Baylor, that big road trip to Austin, and then K-State, this team has a chance to make a run and do something incredibly special. That's what makes it so fun in the state this year.
So Iowa was always going to play Iowa State. We're always going to play. We know that. It's just going to happen. Iowa is going to play Iowa State. It's just going to happen. There are certain people that think it's, well, not good for this program because they might not make a bowl game. It's not good for Iowa because you don't get the respect. Now look at this, Trent.
Yeah.
Look at this now. Iowa now, if they beat Iowa State, it should mean something. It does mean something. Iowa State is no bleeping joke. And I got a gal back here, Miss Oklahoma, okay? And guess who beat Oklahoma last year when they went to the Final Four?
Yes, yes.
Okay? And they choked against Georgia. Absolutely choked.
Choked.
They were up three possessions.
Yeah.
Did a squib kick.
I don't know if that's a choke, though. Is that a choke?
It's not a choke. It's a dumb bleep.
Well, it's a dumb decision.
Okay? Yeah. And that's why I'm talking about that. We're bringing on these guys, and I'm talking about, is that a smart decision, a dumb decision with Lincoln Riley? You're going to take a guy that's only been a head coach 2 years to the NFL? And
why not? He's proven himself already.
Interesting.
When look at Stoops. Look at what he had done. What a national championship in 2000.
Mm-hmm.
How many national championships since then? How many college football playoff appearances did he have? Bob Stoops built that program back up. This is not to deride Bob Stoops. It just shows you Lincoln Riley has maybe taken it to another level. And as you watch Sean McVay and what he has done, you look at the offensive innovation of the Bears and Matt Nagy. These young guys, these young offensive guys have done a good job. And if you're an NFL coach and you look at Lincoln Riley, say, let's bring him in. Let's give the guy a shot. Can't be any worse than Hugh Jackson if you're the Browns, right?
Dread. And let me tell you, I'm sitting here and watching some of these coaches, and Lincoln Riley is no joke. He's not a joke. He knows what they're doing. You got literally guys that know their belief that are totally understanding what Lincoln Riley is doing. So that's fun.
It is. There's no doubt. College football Vegas top 25. Iowa, the 12th best team in the country. Iowa State, 22. What a time to be alive. Hey, maybe game day will come to the Cy-Hawk game next year in Ames. And they can break their streak, as we saw last week, Washington State get their first ever appearance on it. We're live here from G-Migs. We got the Hawkeye Huddle coming up next. Dave Creighton Jr., Brett Ridge, they're waiting in the wings. Hawkeye talk for the next hour. Tom Kaker from HawkeyeReport.com. He'll be by. Wolfgang, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thank you, guys.
All right, back with more. Stop out here to G-Migs. It's steak night. Hour number two, the Hawkeye Huddle is up next.
Every Chiefs football game right here.
Terminate this football game.
The Chiefs Radio Network lives on 1700.
Let's go, champ!
The champ.
It's green, moron.
Come on, move it, you clowns.
1700, the champ. Right now, traffic.
Right now, we have one accident on 6th Avenue at Holcomb Avenue. But currently, that's our only issue out there. Drive safe, Des Moines, and have a great afternoon.
This report is sponsored by Indeed.com. Indeed, used by over 3 million businesses for hiring, where business owners and HR professionals can post job openings with screener questions, then sort, review, and communicate with candidates from an online dashboard. Learn more at Indeed.com/hire.
Thinking about selling your home soon? Listen up, as this will save you big money. Charterhouse Real Estate is a full-service real estate firm that has eliminated the typical 6 or 7% commission structure that you are used to. We charge sellers $24.95 plus 3%. We know, math stinks, so think about it like this. If you were selling a $200,000 house, you would save roughly $3,500 with us versus a 6% commission. If your home is $400,000, the savings would be $9,500. The best part, you get the savings while still getting all the service. Professional photography, a short 3-month contract, social media marketing, sign and lockbox, all major real estate websites, and of course, your home will be on the MLS as well. Get it all and save money. We like the sound of that. Learn more at charterhouseiowa.com or search for us on Google. And while you're there, make sure to check out our hundreds of 5-star reviews. That's charterhouseiowa.com.
Charterhouse Real Estate is a team office under Space Simply.
At Wolf Construction, we do many large construction projects across the Midwest, but we started as a roofing company, and we're still a roofing company today. At Wolf Construction, we don't just show up with a dumpster and trailer in your driveway. We arrive with a business card in hand, ready to take care of your home. Whether it's a simple roof repair, a complete re-roofing project, or a new construction project, Wolf Construction can handle the job. Call Wolf Construction at 515-225-8866 or visit us on the web at wolfconstruction.net. We're a roofing machine.
The votes are in and the people have spoken. The majority of Central Iowa residents are sick of their old rides.
Hey, Joe Clements here from Capital City Motor Company. All these political ads are hogging the airtime and blocking me out, leaving me with absentee buyers and way too many cars. So I'm left with a huge election selection. That means you could save up to $4,000 on a nicer, newer car or rally your party for just $10 down. Cast your old ride aside and vote for a nicer, newer car today. Worried your credit will keep you off the ticket? Don't be. My one and only For the People credit approval process means we want to say yes to you, even if you've been told no before. So join the nicer, newer car party and get the car you deserve. Elect to drive a nicer, newer car and save up to $4,000 or just $10 down. But hurry, just like campaign promises, this deal won't last past the end of the month. I'm Joe Clements, and I'm your dealer For the People, and I approve this message. Come see us at Capital City Motor Company in Des Moines on East University, one block off I-235 on the State Fair side. Call 265-1467 or online at approvedbyjoe.com. Approvedbyjoe.com. www.approvedbyjoe.com.
Purchase price affects actual discount. All terms subject to approval. Some minimum requirements.
Looks like we have another contestant for Russian Roofer Roulette. Place your bet. Choose from unmet expectations, we overpromise and underdeliver, or we'll carelessly drag our ladder over your daffodils. Let's log on to Google and play.
I'm Ryan Johnson, owner of Wright Roofing. Before you play Russian Roofer Roulette, give us a call. Wright Roofing is one of the only local roofers with a 50-year warranty on both the shingles and the labor. So you know that when we roof it, we'll roof it once and we'll roof it right. For a warranty on materials and labor that's five times longer than most companies, call Wright Roofing at 515-729-0770, where we say you choose the color, we'll handle the rest. That's 729-0770, or find us online at rightroofing.com. That's rightroofing.com with an R.
Roof it once, roof it right. Right Roofing.
Are you interested in starting a new franchise? You can find a lawyer right here in the state of Iowa to help with your franchise law needs. Rushnigan with Brick Gentry Law PC provides law services for those involved in starting a new franchise. Find more information online at rushonbusiness.com, where Rushnigan can assist you in buying or starting a new franchise. A presenting sponsor of the 2018 high school football season on 1700 KBGG. Brick Gentry Law PC and Rushnigan.
This year, it's our year. The year we win it all. This is the year the flag flies. For wins. For big games. For titles. This is the year you fly the colors of your favorite team.
These colors mean everything.
And you'll find those colors at Heartland Flagpoles and Flags. The largest selection of team flags anywhere. Football, basketball, hockey, NASCAR, and more. Shop 3719 Southwest 9th Des Moines or heartlandflags.com.
Build your business. At Signorama of Urbandale, we offer customized solutions for signs, branding, marketing, and advertising. We have a full range of custom sign and graphic services to meet your needs, build your brand, and create your image. Look around and you'll see how Andy Woodley and his staff help businesses enhance visibility and get noticed. Let us work with you to understand your unique...
1700.